Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fairy Godmother Project, our focus this morning. This is a big day for the Fairy Godmother Project. It is a give day, and Andy McConnell is here, and she has brought a guest who we'll introduce in just a second. But Andy, it's great to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
This is exciting just because it is a give day, and just for a little bit of history, this was right around the time every year that the Community Foundation for a few years raised money for nonprofits. It was a great, great day and a big help. That doesn't happen anymore, but you've a number of people have continued it on their own, and the Fairy Godmother Project has.
Yeah, we have. We loved it when the Community Foundation did it, but we understood when it was stopped, and so we thought, well, we've got this momentum. People kind of expect it annually, so why not give it a shot?
Yeah.
And so that we can, and we didn't mention what Fairy Godmother Project is.
I know we're going to do that before the
last time. You've got a plan.
Yeah, okay, because good. The last time we did that at 8:30, and it just seemed. I went back and listened to that show, and I thought. If you had no idea what Fairy Godmother Project is all about, so let's just do it right now.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a plan, Ted.
But
I just totally ruined it.
I did know that I had done that, and it was embarrassed.
Okay. Well, we support families in the community who have children with pediatric cancer. So we focus on the parent or caregiver, which is unlike a lot of organizations. Our goal is to provide support to them so that they can better support their families and take care of their kids.
There's nobody like you.
Aww.
There really isn't.
Thank you.
And what you do, Fairy Godmother Project, if you've been in the situation, you know. But if not, you know people.
Right.
Or, you know, and hopefully you're never in that situation. But what you provide and what you provide locally, I say it every time, so I'll get that out of the way right away first. I wished that when our family went through it, that we had a Fairy Godmother Project in this area. We did. In the Richmond area, there were several through MCV where we were dealing with it that did help us.
Right.
But it wasn't local. Mm-hmm. And that's why the first time I met you and you told your story, I was just so excited about what you provide.
Well,
so,
thank you.
If you're in this area and if you're listening, you ought to get involved and learn about Fairy Godmother Project. If nothing else, then if you know a neighbor or someone you work with or it's in your Sunday school class, and when they have to deal with this, you can say, hey, I know somebody that can help you.
Yeah, absolutely. So they don't have to go through it alone, because it's a really lonely experience from what I've learned from our moms and our dads is that it's super isolating. And people that are friends sometimes can't handle the stress and the emotional impact of having a friend who has a child with cancer, and friendships are lost, and it's just, like I said, super isolating.
It does. Your life changes.
Mm-hmm.
And what you provide is just a lot of the little things that you have to do to survive. Mm-hmm. But when you're dealing with pediatric cancer, You're just providing help and really it's just some normalcy.
Yes.
That you're restoring.
Yeah, that's our hope. And also, it's just simple things. I always say that to our lead volunteers when we're training them, that, like, you know, sometimes they think, well, I can't do enough. And I'm like, okay, what do you want in a crisis?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the first parts of our training. And they say things like, you know, I like it when someone checks on me. I like it when someone gives me a meal. You know, none of it is huge. None of it is like, I'd like someone to pay off my mortgage. I mean, who wouldn't? But it's not like that. It's literally just these small things. And then I remind them that that's really all we're doing, is those small things. And they are the big things. Like, that's such a cliche. People say it all the time. But it's so true, especially in our organization. It's these little things that have this ripple effect within the family. And there's something to be said for knowing that strangers care about your experience.
Yeah. I never thought of that. But it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is, because in our case, that was sometimes situations.
Mm-hmm.
Where someone that I had no idea of was dropping by a meal.
Right.
I had recognized them from church, but I didn't know their name or anything. Mm-hmm. And it was those kind of things.
And I think that's gratifying for our volunteers, too.
Yeah.
They don't have to have – I mean, the majority of our volunteers drop things off at homes, and they have no knowledge of anything about the family at all. We are very strict about our privacy stuff. So say you were a volunteer and you were bringing a basket to this house. All you know is in that home is someone with cancer that's a child. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we don't give out any information except for as needed. So our lead volunteers have information and other folks might. But we're very private about that because we want to avoid people. There are people out there that are just interested in a good story and a little bit of drama. So we want to make sure that our volunteers are not those people.
That is a good thing. You have so many programs, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that throughout, since you are directing how we do things today.
So, which you're really surprised about.
Yes, I'm shocked at that. And so we're going to get into some of these programs as we go along this morning. But a day like this, a give day, is what helps you do a Stargazers program, or
absolutely,
the family services, or the, you know, the Hope Link.
All of that.
That's what today does.
It does, and it's an extra little boost. And also as an organization, I mean, if you talk to any nonprofit, once you have an event that brings in a certain dollar amount, you need it, right? You count on it every year. You budget. Okay, this year we've got the community give, and we know we're going to bring in between $25,000 and $40,000, and that becomes part of your norm. And if that goes away, where does that $25,000 to $40,000 come from? Because when you create your budget, just like any business, you create it based on that income that you're expecting. And those programs are developed based on the income we've received previously. And so it is an important day. And it's super important that people remember that every donation matters to get to that goal.
Yeah.
It's not just a $10,000 donation that matters, or the $1,000 match that we have, or the $2,500 match that we have. It's really about every dollar, literally dollar matters.
So you brought along Kelly this morning.
I did. Yes, I brought along. Would you like me to introduce her?
Yeah.
Since I'm in charge?
Yeah, I think that's the time now we do that.
Oh, I hope your listeners are as entertained as we are.
Yes, we are.
So I brought Kelly Shannon. Kelly has, oh my gosh, I've known Kelly for so many years now. And her little guy, Graham, was diagnosed with leukemia. Years and years ago. She's now part of our Survivor Role Remission Program. And I'm not sure what else I'm supposed to say, because actually this is Ted's job, and he's now making me do it.
I can only do this. I think you're one of the few guests I could have done that with.
Okay, good. Yeah, so welcome, Kelly.
Yay, thanks. It's so good to be here, and so great to be supporting such an awesome organization.
So, and you too have been through this, you've been able to see what having Fairy Godmother Project locally means.
Yes, absolutely. And I can't imagine going through it without them. We had a lot of friend and family support over the course of the first couple of weeks, maybe even months, but leukemia treatment was 3.5 years at the time that Graham went through treatment, and they never let up. They were consistent, and I say it now pretty frequently, they were our village. I mean, they were the ones that we could rely on, we could count on. They were never judgmental. They were always very willing to help out in any way that they could. And I never asked for help. They just knew what to do. They showed up when everyone else kind of stopped showing up in those really meaningful ways. The meals kept coming. The financial support kept coming. They coordinated house cleanings and lawn care services so that we would have more time. I mean, we were traveling back and forth to Richmond so frequently, and it was just, it impacted our life in such a huge way.
Yeah.
So good to have them.
More coming up. We're going to take a quick break and come back. It is Fairy Godmother Project Give Day today. Officially, I guess the official name is FGP Give.
It is. Is that okay?
That's okay. Okay. But if you don't know, it's kind of like when you do a radio show and you don't describe right away what it means. So there might be some confusion. So we'll call it Fairy Godmother Project Give Day.
It sounds great.
And you can do that. Is the best way to do that to go to fairygodmotherproject.org?
Yes, and if you click the donate button, it takes you right to the page. So we have like a platform just specifically for today, so you can watch and see whether or not we're reaching our goal of $25,000.
Okay, and Facebook has all kinds of stories and challenges and information. We'll get into all that too when we come back. Kelly Shannon and Andy McConnell here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Fairy Godmother Project here this morning. FairyGodmotherProject.org is their give day, and this is a day, again, to get involved and in really to help the work of Fairy Godmother Project. Kelly Shannon, someone who has been impacted with Fairy Godmother Project here, along with the executive director, Andy McConnell. So I guess you met Kelly through the usual way of she was how do you find out people? Do people give you names of others?
Yeah. So actually, Kelly's story is interesting because she got kind of inundated with people saying you have to reach out to Fairy Godmother Project within hours of diagnosis.
We actually weren't formally diagnosed yet. We didn't have a specific diagnosis. We thought it was probably leukemia, but he hadn't had his bone marrow biopsy mm-hmm. yet to confirm, and we had no idea what type of leukemia we might be dealing with. And I happened to be messaging a couple of friends, and somebody said, hey, you need to fill out this form. They sent me the link to the Fairy Godmother Project website. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but yeah. I said, okay, I trust you, and I suppose I'll do this. It was one of those first sleepless nights thinking about all of the things.
Yeah.
And I was up late and just went ahead and filled out the form. The next morning, I think it was probably not the next morning. It's a little blurry. The first week we were in the hospital. By the end of that week, we had gas and grocery gift cards dropped off to us at the hospital and house cleaning coordinated before we came home.
Wow.
I know. I'm starting to get teary just thinking about it because the doctors had just come in and said he was going to be incredibly immunocompromised. There's going to be lots of life adjustments you need to make. And, of course, I think to myself, I think we left our house pretty clean, but I have no idea what it was up to our standards before, but what are my standards now? I have no idea.
Yeah.
So to be able to come home into a freshly cleaned home and know that it was at least relatively safe. We had three small boys, or two at the time. I was pregnant with our third. And so it was so nice to know that we were coming back home to a clean space.
Because we had friends who stepped in those early days, and you're probably like me. Where just yesterday on Route 3, right where where 95 comes off to go westbound, I'm sitting there, and I can remember totally the day that my wife had called me from MCV to say that he'd been diagnosed. Mm. And I remember sitting there. I can remember those first few days. We talked about this last time, I think. I can, especially those first few days, you just remember everything. And a bunch of friends, the same kind of thing, in our case, came in, cleaned the house, left food for us, and it was just that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, to have that taken care of right away, what a blessing that is.
Right, right. I hear from Andy sometimes that, you know, they don't get connected with families until a little later on in the treatment.
That's too bad.
It's mm-hmm. so, and we were so fortunate to hear about them right away and have that support immediately before we even came home from the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things when we do get that connection with families earlier on, it's a different experience in terms of our connection to the family too. Mm. So like a lot of the families who we've remained close with, who've stayed in contact or are very involved, are people that we connected with very soon in, which is interesting to think about. You know, like they learn to kind of rely on us, I think, in really positive ways and use the services we provide because they are so helpful. And I think it also, it's sort of kind of a humble thing for them, like, okay, we can't do this alone, and it's okay.
And I didn't want to have any help.
Nope.
I resisted initially, and I had a good friend who really just sat me down and said, I know this is hard for you, but you're denying people who want to help you the chance to help you, and you have to let them help you.
It's absolutely true. I had a lot of friends say, how can I help?
Yeah.
And of course, my answer was always, no, we're good.
We're good.
We're good.
We're good.
Yeah. We're good. We're not good. We're actually really floundering here, but I don't know how to articulate what it is that I even would use as help. And FGP never asked. Of course, they asked for permission. Yes, can we come into your home? We want to clean it. Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, yeah. You don't say no to things like this. They just said, this is what we are planning to do to help you. Is that all right? Of course it's all right. But you don't, at that time especially, you just don't have the words to articulate how others can be helpful.
Right.
They just did it for us. It was great.
Yeah, and we usually do, like, at the beginning, what kind of our policy is. If a parent doesn't say, I need XYZ, because sometimes people do, immediately they get gift cards just to kick it off so mm-hmm. that they can kind of process where they are, and then they can get gas and grocery gift cards. And then once things have settled a little, then we can say, okay, let's revisit this. But your situation, I remember you expressed that, like, they're saying my house needs to be clean, and we were like, no problem. We've got you. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And that was a big worry. And I remember, I think you actually said, like, I think we left it clean. I mean, I when you were saying that, I was like, I remember this conversation. Like, I think we left it clean, but I'm not sure. And it was like, no yeah. problem. And
it was the middle of the night. We left our house in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea how we left it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the other thing, one of the things that Kelly was great about is she was so open to our help once she, you know, like, no one really wants to accept help. But once she did, she was like, okay, I'm in it. And the gift that she gave in doing that to other people, like, you know, we were talking about it last night. We have volunteers who talk about their experience of going into Kelly's house because she said, sure, I have these things that you can do, you know. And often our moms don't. They're like, no, we don't need that kind of help. But things like organizing your linen closet, helping with photos, things that are, we were just saying this last night, weighing on your brain mm-hmm. constantly, but you're in the forefront of, I have to take care of my child, plus Kelly was pregnant, and then, you know, had littles, and the whole bit, and, but the gift that she gave to these volunteers to be able to, like, she trusted them to come into her home and do all these different things, and they would be so excited after, like, oh my gosh, we got to go, and those three boys were there, and they're so cute, and it was a wonderful experience yeah. for these volunteers. And I don't think sometimes when we are in crisis, we think about what a true gift it is to someone else to allow them to help.
And is because you're doing all the kind of the day-to-day things in most situations, like my wife was down with John in the hospital, and so we're talking by phone. But then I've got two of the kids, and I'm having to try to explain to them, okay, this is what's happening, and oh, it's just you're dealing with so many things.
Absolutely, yeah, and right, having siblings that are there and also require your love and attention,
and they were in school, yes. and I'm trying to figure out I've got to get them here, and I've got to get them there, and just yeah. to explain to them,
of course, right? Yeah. And the time that FGP was able to give us to be able to also pay attention to our other kiddos, in addition right. to making sure that Graham had what he needed throughout treatment, it's amazing.
So, how old is Graham now?
So he'll be eight. He'll be turning eight in July today. Today is the day, 3 years ago, that he received his last chemo.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah, 3 years. So two more years until he's considered survivor or cured. But yeah, 3 years today was his last chemo. So really, really powerful. I know. Yeah. I noticed it this morning when I woke up. It's interesting that I didn't think about it. I didn't make that connection before then, but I thought about it. And the boys... So we have an almost 8-year-old, a newly turned 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And these boys are going to be doing a bike-a-thon to help raise money for Fairy Godmother Project today. They're asking for pledges per lap. And wow. So I've posted some on my Facebook about that, too.
Oh, they are just the cutest.
So excited. They're so excited to help.
Yeah.
Fairy Godmother Project, I mean, they still talk about how Fairy Godmother Project is so amazing. The support groups, they would go in and volunteers would hang out and read stories with them during the support group for us. And gosh, so many memories that they have of how amazing Fairy Godmother Project
is. Yeah, I was always kind of happy when, like, a volunteer would cancel. I'd be like, oh, I get to,
I
go.
Get to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, just sitting with her boys, like brings me back to teaching. But, yeah. you know, sitting and reading books and doing crafts, and then my girls would come and help too. And yeah, once I can't wait to get that going again, especially because we're in our new space and we'll have more space for that. And yes, it'll be really great when we can do the support groups in person again.
This is why you need to give today.
Yes.
This conversation in the last few minutes is why you need to get involved for whatever reason. with Fairy Godmother Project. And again, even if you're not involved in this, chances are someone you know is or is right. going to be. So please just go to fairygodmotherproject.org or check out Facebook. Because I know on Facebook there are challenges that are going on different hours.
Yeah, we have a $2,500 match that starts at 9 until midnight. No, until noon, 9 to noon. Yeah, so that's a big one. And it's super exciting. One of our donors, the Gross Nichols, just a nice couple in the community who support us, always support us. And so they'll be doing a match then. So it's a good time.
FairyGodmotherProject.org is the website. It is a give day for the Fairy Godmother Project. Andy McConnell and Kelly Shannon here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Fairy Godmother Project this morning with Andy McConnell and Kelly Shannon. This is a give day for the Fairy Godmother Project and all kinds of things going on. The goal is $25,000, and you can help meet that by participating today, any amount. And I guess that's really one of the big things,
yes,
Andy, that when people talk about it. And I was telling you before the show that last week when we had the former ambassador to Nepal was here, and he set up an organization to help COVID in that country. And he was saying so many people look at some of these big situations and even this kind of thing of, well, my little bit's not going to matter.
Right.
But if you don't get involved, then you're going to have you can't have any impact.
Yeah, and I think for us over time, just thinking about it now, I think in the beginning we mainly had what would be considered by some people smaller donations, so like, you know, the $20 to $100 range, and so people didn't think much about making that. Like, everybody was kind of making those donations, but as we've expanded and grown and things, you know, we suddenly do get a $10,000 donation, and in some people's heads that makes their $10 not seem as big of a deal, but in reality we might get one $10,000 donation a year. That isn't like mm-hmm. our norm. And so if all those people that say, well, it's only, I can only give $10 or I can only give $25, if they stopped, our programming would stop. I mean, it literally would. We are that reliant on those smaller, what people consider smaller donations. And it's really just about any little bit. I mean, it doesn't matter how much it is. Every dollar will go towards our organization. It doesn't matter if it's only $5, you know. And I posted on Facebook this morning, I almost revealed who it was. Someone I know sent me a text.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't appreciate it if I announced it was her. But we were texting this morning about our days or whatever. And then she said, you know, sounds like a big day. Like, good luck. You know, I made a donation, but it's only $25. And I thought, but I know that $25 matters to
right.
her.
If I turn around and give $25 and someone down the street gives $25, you know, all of a sudden
right.
it's well, that kind of thing. And all of a sudden you're looking at 100, then
absolutely.
200, and
right.
500.
Which is why the peer-to-peer fundraising thing we're doing is cool, because, you know, you may only be able to, you know, you may be making a donation of $25. But if you share with 20 friends and they all make a donation of $25, I can't do the math really quickly, but I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure that's good. You know?
Yeah,
so,
it seems
right?
like it would be.
Yeah. yeah. But so the impact, and that's why it's so important, and that's why we do the peer-to-peer fundraising, is it allows people to more people to learn about us. And in some ways, it's not even always about, I mean, today is about fundraising, but it's also about awareness. Mm-hmm. The more people who know about us, the more volunteers we have, the more families we'll reach, mm-hmm. and ultimately the more donations we'll receive to help those new families. But I do think that every dollar, you know, it's true. Every dollar does matter.
And especially in these COVID times, because everybody felt that, you mean, you were able to in raise money last year, but for everybody it was down some.
Yes.
And now, especially now as things start getting back to normal,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of these things that maybe you haven't been able to do or have done differently,
right?
You'll be getting back to doing things the way you used to.
Hopefully, and I hope that people, you know, still are willing to support. You know, I think it's hard too with fundraising in general. You know, so much about fundraising is knowing and being around people and connecting. And we haven't been able to do that for a year.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to remind people of the value of what we do when we don't see them, when we aren't connecting with them, when we aren't present, and they aren't going, oh, yeah, Andy McConnell, that's right, she runs Fairy Godmother Project, and I remember that story about Kelly Shannon's son. You know, when those things aren't necessarily happening, you really have to turn to social media and putting the information out there, but not everybody's on social media, and not everybody wants 100 emails a day with me telling them why they should donate. So it's really kind of a complicated thing. So my hope is that today is as successful as it's always been in the past, because we do rely on these dollars for our programming.
Well, and we talk about programming. You have some really cool programs.
Thank you.
They really are. I mean, they really, as Kelly talked about, they really are programs geared for, I mean, it's you don't have a one-size-fits-all either.
Right.
You tailor it to what the family wants.
Yeah, there was a time when we did have one-size-fits-all. So it was like, hey, we're going to clean your house. Oh, you don't want us to? Okay, never mind. You know, but then we had to say, like, well, wait a minute. That doesn't work for every family. And so we implemented a point system. And so our families get to spend, quote unquote, a certain number of points every month on whatever services they want. And their choices are, you know, different gas cards, grocery cards, house cleaning, lawn care, laundry. And I think that's everything. Is that everything, Kelly? Yeah. And then they get to choose.
So,
yeah. So they choose. And then some families will say, hey, I want my house cleaned twice a month. And so they'll use the bulk of their points for the month on that. But that's what works for their family.
Yeah.
Other ones will say, gosh, you know, we just went from a two-income household to a one-income household because someone has to stay home with our child who's going through treatment. So we really need the gas cards and the grocery cards. So it allows the families to choose whatever works best for them rather than what we think, because I always say this, and I mean it wholeheartedly, I probably have more insight into pediatric cancer than the average person, but I still don't know. I don't, and I'm thankful every day that I don't know. And I can try and get as much information from our families, which I do, and surveys and talking to them and learning from them, but I really don't know. I can imagine it, and it seems like it would really be awful, but I really don't know. And so, you know, we just constantly want to make sure that we are meeting these needs, but not the needs that we think need to be met, the ones that our families think need to be met.
Well, and things like, you know, mowing the grass.
Yes.
I wouldn't want you to do that just because for me that was always a chance for an hour to just
get away.
Get away. It's
therapy.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And we found that to be very common in the beginning, and it was one of the things that sort of shifted us, like, well, wait a minute. People aren't taking us up on this. They are, but they aren't. So is it fair? And then it also, like, from a, you know, budget standpoint, made our lives significantly easier. We could generalize our budget based on, okay, it costs, it's 18 points a month. Each point is worth $25, and that equals $450, and so that's how much each family gets. That's to spend, and it, you know, it varies a little bit. Like house cleaning might be cost a little bit more than what we think it's going to, and then but then we know, and that makes it a lot easier to budget. And then, you know, we have our that we also pay bills for families. So twice a year we pay bills, and we have it set up where it's like in June, so this month, our families can submit bills and we pay them directly up to $500. And we do it June and December, and we always have a little flexibility if someone needs a little extra help. But the reason we do it then is December, with holidays, can be really weighing on them financially. And so by doing that, we alleviate that stress. So maybe it frees up some money so that they can go and buy gifts for the kids at Christmas or whatever it is. And then in June, it's like summer's coming and, you know, people want to go on vacation. They want to buy their kids, you know, I don't know, a new blow-up pool. We bought three of those last year. But, you know, so those little things help. So timing them that way is helpful.
But, Kelly, the other thing I remember in going through all of this was you get used to it. But just the always talking about the different medications and the different drugs, and it just seems so – you just longed for not talking about that.
That's
and just
right.
You just wished you never had to learn about these big words.
That's right. Yeah, to hear our then almost 3-year-old, when he was diagnosed, was just 2 months before his third birthday.
Wow.
And he would spout off methotrexate, dexamethasone, and he would... Yep. You shouldn't. These words shouldn't be in my vocabulary, let alone yours, right? And thankfully, he doesn't have a great memory of any
That's
of it right now.
That's the same thing with my son. He does not remember any. He doesn't remember because when they would do shots, they would always. He gets so many of them, and they would always go. He would always. They'd do it, and he'd say 1, 2, 3. Ouch.
Yeah.
And but he'd have the spinal taps. You know, he'd say, "Yeah, well, that's the seventh one I've had." And you're just like,
yeah, right. It's an experience that you wouldn't wish on anybody. And I remember Graham was probably 3, maybe 4, and Macklin is our second son, and they're about 22 months apart. And he told me one day, Graham said to me, "Mom, when Macklin has to go get his port, I want to hold his hand so he's not afraid." And I realized that he just thought that everybody was going to have to do the things that he's doing. Everybody experiences life in the same way. And it was such an eye-opening moment for me. And to have to say, I'm hopeful that won't have to happen to your brother. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's happening to you right now, too. He's so strong and so brave and has been through so much. But yes, thankfully, his memory of it is not as clear as mine.
It is. Right. You do find that as time goes on when they're so young.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's such a childlike perspective. But also, Graham's so smart. So I can see him, like, looking at that, like, okay, well, I can help.
How can I help? How can I help my brother when he feels afraid of these same things that I'm feeling afraid
of?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, Graham. He's so cute. Graham has the best laugh on the planet. Mm-hmm. Like, I have never, ever heard a better laugh. Mm-hmm. It is the funniest.
He might replace me on the next show.
Yeah, I mean, he would be amazing, as a matter
really
of fact.
He truly would.
Yeah, he would. I mean, his laugh, like, it's that kind of laugh that fills you with just so much joy immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a really neat kid.
Yeah. He's pretty pumped about his bike-a-thon this afternoon.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hope it doesn't get rained out.
Well, he said, I can wear my raincoat. I'm not worried about that. The lightning. He was like, do you think it will lightning?
That would be a problem.
Probably will not be doing it in a thunderstorm.
Well, that's great that he's gotten involved, you know, that he also realizes and appreciates as you as a family have.
Yeah.
For a Fairy Godmother
Absolutely.
Project.
Yeah, they still talk about the art projects that would come to the door and the meals that would get delivered and all of the fun that they've ever had at the office. In fact, they ask on a regular basis, when can we go back to the Fairy Godmother Project office? They had so much fun with you all.
Yeah, I had so much fun with them. Yeah, the crafts are a great thing, I think. That's something that we do monthly. We do just like craft kits. It literally has everything in it that you could possibly need. And we just send those monthly, and we have volunteers who come to the office, pick them up, and deliver them to the doors, and families get to use them. And they're usually, you know, theme-related. But families enjoy those. We get a lot of good feedback on that they really like having that.
Yeah, it provides 30 minutes of them being busy and active. They have everything they need, and gives me 30 minutes to do whatever it is that I need without them.
Underfoot.
Yeah.
Underfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's great.
And again, that's something. Everything costs.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And so, and then that's where your $10 or your $25
absolutely
can go.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we really need that. We always need, and we need people too. I mean, I know it's a day of fundraising, but we need people. That's put together by volunteers. That's delivered by volunteers. So there's lots of ways people can get involved. Yeah. So.
Again, just go to fairygodmotherproject.org. You'll see a list of all the things. What, like you say, whether it's the actual programs or chances to get involved. And what a great thing to get involved in. And you don't put people in situations where they don't feel like they want to be.
Right. That's one of the biggest things for me about volunteering, is I always want people to be comfortable in their role. You know, not everybody wants to solicit donations. Not everybody wants to get to know the families. Some of our volunteers, like, that's really intimidating, and they're afraid of that, so they would never be a lead volunteer. So we just really try and make sure that we use people's skill set as best we can, because while volunteering is meant to be about giving back and all those things, you want people to come back. And if you're putting someone in a position that they're not comfortable in or they don't feel like they've got a good skill set for, you really could end up losing volunteers. And we don't want that. We like our volunteers. We need to keep them.
It's Fairy Godmother Project Give Day, fairygodmotherproject.org. The goal is $25,000, and no matter what you can give and how you can get involved, check it out and see what you can give. Fairygodmotherproject.org. Andy McConnell and Kelly Shannon here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fairy Godmother Project, our focus this morning, Andy McConnell and Kelly Shannon here this morning. It is a give day, Fairy Godmother Project, easing the burden of day-to-day life for the families that are impacted by pediatric cancer. Kelly, you are. I've been the same way. And it's just interesting as you, everything you've talked about has brought back memories. Mm-hmm. And there really is sort of a commonality, it seems, to all of this.
Yeah.
And especially you were at MCV, and that's where we were.
Yeah, you're right. So, and now being 3 years out to the day from receiving treatment, it's amazing to me that Fairy Godmother Project has not gone away. Right? They're still a part of our lives. They still continue to impact our lives in such a positive way. And the support groups, we've made connections with families that have also been through pediatric cancer. And these parents just get it. You have a kind of this unspoken connection,
it
right?
It is, yes.
I feel that even with you.
Yes.
You've experienced it. You know, I don't even have to explain.
As soon as you said methotrexate, I haven't heard that in years.
Yeah. It all comes rushing back.
That's one of the bad ones.
It is. Yeah. It can be, for sure. And right, so the connections that we've made with other families, the friendships that we've made have certainly been meaningful. And the support groups that Fairy Godmother Project continues to offer for folks that that would like to continue to really just talk through what it was that they experienced while they were on treatment. Sometimes, you know, when you're in the thick of it, you don't have a moment to mm-hmm. think and to reflect and to really process what you're experiencing. And I've been so thankful for the connections that I've had with Andy and with all the folks at FGP since he's been off treatment, to be able to say, hey, this is what we're experiencing. This is how we're experiencing it. And to be able to have some resources and support as we do that has been really incredible.
The very first time I met Andy, and I remember where it was, and I didn't really fully understand what Fairy Godmother Project was doing. And when we talked and she told me, it was just like it just took my breath away because I just said, you know, we so much would have liked something like this. And mm-hmm. we dealt a lot with ASK in the Richmond area, and they were great, but they were Richmond.
That's right.
And it was, as she just described everything, it was just, you know, and these were this was years ago before some of these programs, and it was just like, wow, families here are going to be so so lucky to have something like this.
Yes.
Yeah, and one of the things that we've done that Kelly has been part of that's been super helpful is we do match moms with like when they're newly diagnosed, if they mm-hmm. want to be matched. And
yeah.
Kelly, I asked her earlier, how long ago was it?
A year,
so. Yeah. And she connected with another mom, and they have developed this wonderful friendship. And, you know, because Kelly gets it, she's been there, and she can provide guidance that we can't. You know, one of our biggest things is we do not provide any medical information because we don't have it. But it's appropriate for Kelly if she wants to say, oh, well, this is what we did, or this is how we handled that, you know, nausea, or this is how we handled mm-hmm. this or that, you know. But having that one person who really truly gets it is, again, makes it less isolating for that family.
That's right. Yeah, the isolation is real. I mean, when you were talking about being isolated earlier, From a germ standpoint, right? You don't want to expose your family or your kiddos to a lot more than they need to
yep.
be exposed to. But then also, right, the people that just start sort of melting away, that it's an uncomfortable situation. And if you ask how we're doing and I tell you honestly how I'm doing, you might not want to hear what
no.
it is that I have to say. But a fellow cancer parent wouldn't shy away from that conversation. And so It's been really, really great to have that support.
You share stories and you talk about things, and you discover that the same things, and just because the mood, the kids, your child's moods are changed so much.
Yeah.
And it's, you sometimes you get scared over that, but then you talk to somebody else, and it's like, oh yeah, when we were at that point, that's exactly when you, it's because of that drug or things like that.
And the friend that Andy's referring to, the child is now great friends with our boys, and so we can sit together and have a parenting moment where, you know, you see a meltdown and you're like, oh well, that's probably because it's steroid week, or that's you know, you can, it's just very relatable. You don't, she doesn't have to explain anything, I don't have to say anything, we just can have that unspoken,
a judgment-free friendship.
Here's some more snacks.
Here you go.
I forgot about steroid week. There's all those kinds of things.
But it really is really very helpful, very helpful for them to be connected. And so I'm going to totally switch over. I'm looking at our numbers.
Yeah, we only got a couple minutes left, so get to
that. So we had a $2,500 or have a $2,500 match that was meant to go until noon. But I think we're almost already there because we've already raised close to $4,000. So and
fantastic.
So we're at $3,820. We had, and then going through, I can see who made the donations. And, you know, it's moms. A lot of them are moms that we've supported. Or there's an aunt of one of the kids we served, you know, so it's interesting to see those people continuing to give back. I think that really speaks to what we do.
Please give today, just because it is so interesting, Kelly, as you've just talked, it's just brought back just so many memories, and we do. There is this sort of a connection when you've gone through it, you just all the different phases. And Andy, thank you for Fairy Godmother Project and in what you do. And again, any donation today.
It all adds up.
It does.
If you can give a big one, give a big one.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you can't,
And if a big one for you is $25, then give that $25.
That's
because that's really what it's about. It's for one person, $25 is a big give.
That'll be a gas trip.
Absolutely.
That'll be a trip down and back to Richmond.
Yes.
Or a couple, even. And depending on what gas prices are.
Exactly. But I mean, that matters.
It does.
For sure. So.
FairyGodmotherProject.org is the website. This goes till midnight tonight.
Yes. And we're very hopeful we get to 25,000. So we have matches throughout the day that continue on. Our last match ends at 9 o'clock. We have one from 7 to 9 p.m. This afternoon, we have quite a few matches where we actually have some doubling up. So essentially, your match gets tripled because we have one person matching, and then someone else on top of that is matching. So we have a couple in honor of other kids and all different things.
Go share it on your Facebook page today and just get the word out. Kelly, great to have you in again. Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Good to
Thanks
see you.
So much.
And what a great day for you knowing that this was the day three years ago. That is a big day.
It is a big day.
Fun. Andy McConnell, always great to have you in, Andy.
It was fun.
You're a great guest. Thank you for coming and what you do. FairyGodmotherProject.org. It's the Give Day today. Please give. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday on Newstalk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.